Last time on Paint It Black.
Here's her quote.
I took a step over. Never in my life did I think there was a hole underneath.
Is she like retired old?
Yeah. I didn't notice the hole because I was so surprised there are black people walking around.
Pete's getting a little uncomfortable with whiteness.
He's like, let's get back to something safe, like Chumbawamba.
I get knocked down and I get up again.
Jillian, Crokenshire. It's where your mother's from.
Are you coming home to Crokenshire? Very well, Mother.
Crokenshire, do you hear me?
You must return to Crokham Manor, promptly.
You must marry the Duke of Crokenshire, dude.
He's trying to assist labor.
Like, yes. Hey, this isn't a bad situation.
No, we got free labor, man. It's a good time.
You seen all this cotton?
I'm swimming in cotton like fucking Scrooge McDuck.
Woo-hoo.
Where do you think he came up with the answer from?
From the past.
Racism?
From his girlfriend.
He went first!
We talk all the time! It's called pillow talk!
I gotta call bullshit, Jillian!
Honey, let me get you in the mood. Have you ever heard of a little lady named Rosa Parks? What I'm saying is, you're not going in the back of the bus.
Okay? The church and the holy butthole.
Pete, you have sinned, so you must give us 30 Hail Marys
and 15 tongue punches to the butthole.
And so Brown Moses came down from the mountain with the 2-ply quilted tissues.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's butthole. Thou shalt not worship false buttholes.
What? Oh, and you better believe there's a burning bush in this place.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Edler.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
I was moving my chair.
Sounds like you're riding a horse or something.
He's building a log cabin.
It is Derby Day.
You hit your volume up, Blue, and that jumped him up like a lot.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I don't know how things are in Florida, but it's hot and it's balls in this room.
Yeah, it's definitely
it's nice in Florida.
Comfortable?
Yeah, it's got to be about 80 today.
It's never nice in Florida. Don't lie. It's never nice in Florida.
It's 80, but people are on bath salts.
People in Florida right now are doing foul things all around you, and you just don't know it.
Yeah, that's why we stay home most of the time.
Anyway, Paint It Black podcast. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo.
There's Jillian.
Happy Derby Day.
And we have the disembodied voice of Sean Edler.
Ooh. What's going on?
I don't think you ever announced Lou.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't announce it?
No, you did not. You skipped it.
Usually go me, Lou, and then the other people.
Oh, yeah.
I've been drinking whiskey and it's early. So. There's that guy.
Yeah. It's Derby Day, like I said. You start early.
Today. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Kentucky Derby.
Who cares?
You don't like to see a bunch of nags run around a circle?
Nope.
They're nags and what aren't nags?
Good horses? I don't know. What the fuck is a horse?
Those are the gender.
Mares and. Future
a nag is like a derogatory word for a horse.
Listen, you call women bitches all the time. So I imagine if you called a female horse something, you call her a nag.
No, that's women in general, a nag.
Yeah. That was a zinger.
Delighted Zoom. By himself.
We should mention that Edler is our very first Skype guest.
Yeah, first one.
Yeah, I'm honored to be on the show as the first remote guest.
It's kind of bonkers. We're still trying to figure out the audio quality issues on all this, so it might be a little bonkers.
So we might be talking to nobody, actually, in the end of things.
It's very progressive comedy we got going on.
All right. Cool.
So what you doing down there today, Edler?
Cleaning up around the yard, working on the pool.
You watching that fight tonight?
I would like to. At my house, it would be like $100. Isn't that what they're charging on pay-per-view?
Yeah, dude. So, what's it? Holyfield? Not Holyfield.
Holyfield?
Holyfield.
Mayweather.
Oh,
wrong black guy.
Time warp.
Wrong black guy.
Mayweather stands
versus to Ali?
Versus the Rumble in the Jungle, bro. Yeah, he stands to make $180 million for this fight. Now, I would bear box a bear for $180 million. I wouldn't give a shit. No holds barred.
All right. You want to start doing some news?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yes. I do.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Paint It Black Studios, here is the news.
All right, as usual, thank you, Lou.
Send it in the news stories. Sure.
I will not be reading all the stories that you sent me because I don't think baby murder is funny.
I mean, it depends how he died.
Like, my caption for that was, like, keep that baby in mint condition because she sealed him up, you know?
And
like,
put it underneath miscellaneous.
All right, I guess we're going to have to read that story.
Yes, read the story.
I feel like anything is funny if you add waka waka to the end of it.
All right, a 25-year-old Michigan woman is being arraigned on murder and child abuse charges after giving birth to a baby at her office, putting the newborn child in a plastic bag, and keeping it in her desk.
Keeping it fresh.
Now, she's looking for that promotion.
See, you think this is way funnier than I do.
She made sure that both the colors mixed when she sealed it.
Red and, was it red and yellow and green or some shit?
Green. Green means it's fresh.
This is the adult version of a prom baby, basically. You give birth in the office and you file underneath
no,
the slings.
I respect this girl's work ethic, man. She's got to get back to work, man.
When she got arrested and they took the baby there, she's like...
Baby's going to interfere with my hours.
Yeah. She's like, never remove from box. It's going to lose its value.
If she don't make 40... She's not making ends meet, man. Yeah. She's got to meet her hours.
This is going to cut into my OT.
You know what, Pete? I got some advice for you for the news. If you think a story's too dark, read it with like an old-timey voice.
Okay.
Read it twice.
Her co-workers complained they heard moaning coming from the bathroom stall. Found blood on the floor. She said it was miscarriage. Nope. That stinker was alive.
Oh.
I'm laughing already. I love it.
That's the story. It's fucked up.
That's a winner.
There's nothing fun about
it. It's not like, oh, it was a miscarriage, so I just threw that shit out in the garbage. Don't worry about it, guys.
Yeah. These things happen.
She filed it. Does no one get why that's funny? She filed her baby.
She put it in the file cabinet?
Did she put it under B or D, though?
I said M for miscellaneous. Miscellaneous.
Gross.
These are the details we need, Huffington Post. Gawker.
Get on your shit.
I met Ariana Huffington this week, actually.
That's a real person?
Yes.
Is she pompous in real life?
No.
She seems pompous on TV.
She's foreign. That's what you're detecting.
Oh.
She's Greek, so she has an accent.
I'm not pompous. I'm just British.
She's Greek.
I'm from Crocombshire.
All right, what's up next?
President Obama was trying to reach out to the young people of the country. So he started listing off things that he likes about other countries, including Japan, where he said he digs the anime.
Like your bitches.
I watched the video. So he's there next to like their emperor or something. And he's like, Japan gave us all these great things. Karate. Karaoke. And don't forget, anime. And I'm like, this is racist as fuck. Right?
He said it like that?
Yeah.
I respect the hell out of my president.
Like,
more than
what
ever.
If, like, he went to Africa and was like,
So, wait. This person isn't from Japan.
Barack did this it Barack. In front of a bunch of Japanese people.
That's what I thought.
He was thanking Japan.
Oh, he's our president,
for
not our prime minister.
That Japan has provided to us that young people enjoy.
Yeah.
Harajuku dolls.
That's fucking racist. And you go to Africa and be like, and don't forget, they provided us with click, click, click. Clackety click.
Want to thank the African people for providing me rhino horn to keep me virile.
Spears.
Spears.
research AIDS.
AIDS. I'd like to thank your ancestors for kicking my ancestors out of that continent. Who's laughing now, guys?
Actually,
I run the free world, bitches.
His ancestors weren't kicked out of Africa.
Stop making my joke unfunny.
To be accurate, but his dad was from Africa.
I do like the fact that President Obama would be like, I really enjoy Sailor Moon. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. Attack on Titan, very good.
What's the deal with drawing all your characters with round eyes? Why do you have slanty eyes?
Why do you blur the genitals? That's what I want to
know. Akira, mind-blowing.
Ghost in the Shell, what happened there?
Right?
Well, the same goes for Akira on that one.
What is your deal with your stories? I don't get it.
Oh, man.
You guys really like tentacles.
What are you jerking off to in this country? Jesus. Should drop another bomb on you.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Denver, Colorado, where we know that weed is legal.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a billboard for a natural grocers, which is as hippie as it sounds. It's non-GMO, all-organic kind of thing.
Oh, sounds like my kind of place.
They put up a sign. A billboard says, our chickens don't do drugs or GMOs. So a restaurant, Chiba Hut.
Chiba Hut.
The weed-themed sandwich restaurant. Since they're weed and sandwich based, they have you can buy the sizes of Nug, Piner, or Blunt.
Who wants to light up this spliff? It's got ham and cheese.
They put up a billboard right next to it that says, "Our chickens do drugs."
It's brilliant. It's
fantastic.
Very good. Great. They've also made the news several weeks before. During their construction, they had a sign that says, "This shit is taking forever." And then, "So close you can smell it."
They should have gone to straight childish and put up a billboard that said, "Their chickens are gay." Or something like that.
Chickens are gay?
Yeah.
Those chickens are street gay.
Denver's a really Catholic or very religious city. They were all about... The only reason why I know that is because Tim Tebow was there and they loved the shit out of him because he was like that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So if like your chickens are gay, fuck those blasphemous chickens.
What, because they're supposedly smoking pot? They're gay?
Yeah.
No, because
the correlation continues.
No, not because of that. Because they're fucking banging.
Well, that's what you always say in the show.
Yeah,
smoke pot, you become gay.
It's true. Oh, so you know what? It might be
chickens out there. They're now gay.
We support gay weed smoking chickens.
Puts a whole new definition of smoked chicken now.
Smoked chicken.
But we don't want that dark meat mixing in with our delicious tender white meat.
Now they're racist?
Yeah. Why the fuck not?
You're really expanding.
Well, it's a church state. You said right.
Denver sounds bad.
It's not good.
Yeah, free weed, but what about the freedom?
Right. You get a blunt, but you might
get
lynched.
Well, it's free to buy it. It's not free, though. Still got to buy it.
I had a really different impression of Denver. I'm really sour on it. I thought you'd go there and someone hands you a blunt.
They're just giving out weed like coupons.
Yeah, at the border.
In the next few years, you're going to watch that city become way more liberal.
Yeah, like Portland?
The higher people get, then they're going to get way more liberal about things.
I don't know, man. It is way up in the mountains.
Yeah, so the air's thinner, and they're inhaling a lot of smoke.
Oh, you never thought of that. The air is probably getting twice as high.
Yeah, there you go.
Like oxygen.
The new mayor is Cheech.
All right, what's up next?
Bumblebee tuna is people.
Oh, shit. I should have probably put that under B news, huh? Sort of.
It's tuna news.
The
it's not the same ring.
What is... We mean it's like literally people?
A guy is dead. This is another fucked up one. This is another one. Lou sends me dead baby story and this guy getting fucking killed. And he's like, "These stories are hysterical."
This guy died like a Batman villain.
No, he was cleaning out. Bumblebee Tuna is now in trouble because they are facing felony safety violations because a guy was cleaning out a pressure cooker that he was then locked into and cooked to death.
That's rough.
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm okay with this. I really don't care.
You know what? As long as they get rid of that cooker and never use it again.
As long as they didn't... I don't care about that. Just don't can them up and serve them to me.
Yeah.
Then I might get the taste of human meat. I might not leave my system. I might want to...
No.
Then you're a cannibal for life.
Humans taste like chicken.
The most delectable meat.
Chicken tastes like human. Chicken tastes like human.
No matter how many times you bring a bumblebee tuna, I can only think of Ace Ventura.
Bumblebee tuna?
Oh, yeah.
Bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee tuna.
This guy... Quince Ococha?
Let me guess. White devil, white devil.
You speak Wachutu?
Lucky guess.
This guy was cooked. Pressure cooked at 270 degrees.
That seems manageable.
It's a horrible
way
to
go. That's when the meat falls right off the bones.
Oh. He wasn't slow cooked. He wasn't in a crock pot.
It's got to be at least 208 degrees in this room right here.
They made pulled pork out of that long pig.
Ooh, long pig. I can't believe somebody brought up long pig.
That's what they call him when you...
Yeah, I just haven't heard that in forever.
Jill does not like long pig.
Oh, no. I actually read an extensive memoir about the missionaries deep in the Amazon who partaked of long pig and how delicious it was.
I'd try it.
You would eat human meat?
If they were already dead, they didn't kill them just for my sake.
No. If I'm going to eat people, I'm going to dive into the whole thing. The sacrifice, the everything.
He has to be part.
Someone's got to be thrown into a volcano, Lay's, everything.
It's like a dinner party at Hannibal Lecter's and Brian shows up. Full regalia, tribal, ink and makeup.
Wait, time out. We're not going to rip out his heart in front of him?
Yeah.
What the
Kalima!
What the fuck kind of cannibal dinner is this?
Is it like Red Lobster, you think, where you get to choose which human you want?
You pick out your own guy?
Yeah. He's got rubber bands on his hands and shit.
That's rather Greek, actually. That's more Greek than South
American. You're describing one hell of a horror movie right now. The rubber bands.
I'm getting hungry. Like,
I'm going to sacrifice him to Quetzalcoatl.
They wouldn't rubber band you. They'd probably just cut off your thumbs.
Is that what they do?
Be useless then. Just fingers with no thumbs?
I guess.
You're like a G.I. Joe. You ain't doing nothing without thumbs.
You want to stop rebellion? Get rid of the thumbs.
I found the next story here. I accidentally, when I was reading them, I must have passed over this one. So let's learn about it together. Mm-hmm. A Gronking to Remember.
Something to do with Gronkowski?
It's the first book of Lacey Noonan's erotic novel series about Patriots tight end and...
I was right.
Uh-huh. Rob Gronkowski.
Way to write it out to the very end, sweetheart, because I don't see where this is going.
Yeah, let's see.
Please, this
is I believe it's a fantasy story based upon him.
But she did sleep with him, right?
She did. And then she based a story upon it. But I think most of it is fallacy.
He got 5 catches, 2 touchdowns, and 100 yards, and she won her fantasy day. That was a.
Lou, you want to maybe take me through this one a little bit? Do you remember the broad strokes?
Basically, this woman wrote this fantasy novel that is reminiscent of 50 Shades, only the star is this Gronk guy.
Is Gronk a handsome gentleman?
Gronkowski, yes.
Okay. He's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
He's cut the shit. That guy's huge.
The issue is, for the novel, the writer just chose some random couple's wedding photo.
What?
And so now they're suing because they don't want their faces on this piece of shit that's already gone out there. It's already been like featured on Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
Can I hear the piece of shit, please?
I'm trying to find it. Oh, here's a little excerpt. Ready?
All right, go.
Suddenly, all I wanted to do was watch Gronk do his thang in the zone.
No, okay, pause. Stop right there. We're done. We're good.
Let him finish the quote.
My vagina demanded it. Look at me, splitting my own seam. Ooh, going deep. You know how I like my slot receiver like a tight end, like Gronkowski.
This is like out
this
of control.
This is horrible.
Was that serious?
That was real.
Again, I read a lot of rock fiction. This is terrible.
Cats, you not getting any local swelling?
They refer to Gronk as a stone god, and my favorite.
I like that quote. He's a stone god.
Wait. Here's my favorite. A huge stone pillar of a cock.
Dude, I think they're disrespecting him when they say he's a stone pillar of a cock.
They're talking about his cock.
Yeah.
No, but they're saying he's a stone pillar of a cock. That sounds like he's bad editing, I think.
No, they're literally talking about his cock. It's a stone pillar.
No, they would say his cock is a stone pillar.
No, you don't understand how
he's
erotic
a stone
fiction.
Pillar of a cock.
You should have wrote the book.
A quick little editing might have helped. The first draft. Nah, it's good.
Well, it's hard to type with one hand and think of new lines.
Is there any more?
You want to hear more?
He caught the ball and took
and
it 69 yards for
bed.
A touchdown.
His foot went into a puddle. What was that? He thought, oh, she just squirted. Erotica is so terrible.
Oh, man. Cats, you should read erotica books.
I have never gotten even a slight swell from anything I've ever read.
Of course not. You're a man. That's erotica is for women. You. It's for women.
I could probably mute the porn I watch and be just as good.
Yeah, you listen to it with volume. Fucking old school.
Yeah.
Men are visual. Women are mental. Erotica is meant for women, not for men.
I know. I've said it before,
and I'll say it again. That's why we have private browsing, and their porn gets turned into blockbuster movies.
Mm. And put on the New York Times bestseller list.
The guy could be, like, average looking, but, like, if he has a yacht, whoa!
Oh, he's rich and a little damaged.
Jillian? Sounds like a legit tagline.
Jillian?
You just described my boyfriend. Why am I upset?
Kind of like Batman.
Little damaged?
Right. He's rich and he's a bit damaged. That's my boyfriend.
I'm not damaged.
You're damaged.
50 Shades of Cats. I don't know if that's the same.
Right? So damaged.
It's getting wasted a lot, really.
Yeah. You don't even know how damaged you are.
And as we were about, as I was trembling for his touch, he decided to get high and watch football.
In Crokenshire.
In Crokenshire. Oh, well, can I get the reverse? Can I get like male fantasy fiction?
Yeah.
Wasn't that fantasy fiction? What is it called?
Erotica?
Erotica. It's like, oh, and she made me a sandwich and shut the hell up because my dick was in her mouth.
After I came, she left. The end.
My boys came over after and she went upstairs, never to talk to me.
High fives were given all around.
She said, I just give him amazing dome, guys. I'll be back later with more sandwiches.
I'm leaving to pick up a case of beer.
Yes.
That implies I had enough time to give you dome before your boys showed up. Because you can't go 5 seconds without them.
You went there.
Wow. You're so fucking homoerotic, I can't handle it sometimes.
What, you got a problem with gay people?
No, I don't. It's homoeroticism that's the issue.
The what?
Just be gay. Just be gay already.
I wish I was. Jillian wouldn't have to hear this nagging.
Callbacks.
Yes. Horses and women are nags.
Let's go to Portland, Oregon. Craft beer. You know, I'm a fan. I was just at the Tap Beer Festival in Hunter Mountain last
Yay.
Week.
Yay!
All right, now I found the view life story. Pee was good.
Delicious.
Yay!
Chili fountains.
Chili fountains?
They had fountains of chili.
This chili fountain does sound pretty awesome.
And then they hand you free beer, and you never want to leave. And then it's over in like an hour and a half, and it sucked.
I think like chocolate fondue fountain, so I'm thinking like chili spraying up in the air and landing in a puddle. It just doesn't seem too good.
Yeah, like a little angel spouting that shit out of his mouth.
Out of his dick.
Like chili coming out of that?
No,
or
pee,
do they have
peeing.
It where it's like coming out the ass?
Look, that's some of those better. Kidney beans got a little big. You don't want
to just I'd get a bowl.
It's a statue of a drunk man vomiting. And
that would be great.
Anyway, in Oregon, they are trying to... what are they trying to do here? They want Oregon brewers to brew their beer with sewage water.
Ick. Ick. Please don't.
Right.
Bad idea.
Treated sewage water. Does that help?
No. If you have sewage anywhere around things I'm consuming, I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Wait,
but this
mean,
is Portland where things are a little more...
high?
No, they're really into like the conservation stuff.
Fuck that. Dude, I remember I used to live in Florida for a little bit, and they used to recycle water, and like you couldn't go near a car wash. It was just awful.
Edler, care to comment from Florida?
I can't comment from Florida about sewage water.
You guys don't deal with that on a regular basis?
Not on a regular basis, but I do know that you want to filter any water. You don't want to drink out of the tap. It's not a...
Good to know.
Doesn't taste like that Long Island water. You know, they actually came out with a way that turns sewage water into... like crystal clear drinking water within like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, they had
this might be the water.
This might be the same water that they're trying to craft beer out of.
Yeah, man, they had that in Waterworld where Kevin Costner drinks on piss.
You pee into a coffee, Mr. Coffee, and it comes out like drinking water.
Well, a spokesman for Oregon's Clean Water Services said, "We need to be judging water by its quality, not by its history."
He said it weird like that?
He said it really weird. I'm just picturing what a guy like this would sound like.
Every water deserves a second chance.
Hey, guys. Don't be a water racist.
Don't judge the water until you taste it.
I'm guessing he's high a little bit.
His dick definitely owns a neckerchief.
He's got one of those cravats on or something like that.
He's a Portlandia character is what I'm trying to say. The water we're producing is significantly cleaner than what the safe drinking standards are for water that comes out of taps across the United States.
Definitely wearing a plaid vest.
Plaid vest. Definitely has like a farm where he breeds Weimaraners.
That's a puppy, right?
Yes, it's a dog. All
right.
Anyway, that's that whole story. This goes on for like 7 pages. I'm not reading all that.
No, you don't have to read that. You guys won't drink Dookie beer?
No.
All right, I guess that's...
No,
you probably have. You don't realize
So now...
Yeah, got a clever name.
What if you didn't know and you drank it? It was fantastic.
I'd be pretty...
And then you found out after.
Well, you find out when you got dysentery.
I'd be fucking mad. I'd just be mad. Like, dude, I've been drinking pee-pee water all night.
You've been drinking Anaconda alcohol. The Donka Donk Brewery brings you the very delicious pee-pee beer.
I've been drinking pee-pee beer, and there hasn't even been any chinks around?
I've been drinking pee-pee beer for years. It's called Bud Light.
I thought you stuck to soda. Coke. All right, what's next?
All right, so of all those stories, Lou sent me dead baby, pressure-cooked tuna employee, pee-pee beer, dookie beer. This is the story that he sends and puts a little note underneath of, this is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Something to do with the butt.
A woman found out she has two vaginas.
Does she, like, harness the power of them?
She shoots rainbows from it.
And becomes Gem.
She's a 22-year-old model. She was having some, like... abdominal pain, so she went into the doctor, and they're like, you have two vaginas.
So
meaning, I want to clarify this visually, one opening that goes into two tunnels.
It's like the Holland Tunnel splitting into two.
Sounds like she was going to Dr. Nick, bro.
You have two vaginas!
Alright, come with me, Dr. Nick, you're getting arrested for malpractice.
Not again! Oh, no!
So she has two uteri, I just learned, that's the plural of uterus.
I like it.
Two cervixes, and two fallopian tubes. They may mean two sets of tubes.
Yeah.
The weird side effect to all this is that if she has a child, it's going to come out like the alien. It's like, right to the stomach.
Out of stomach.
Yeah. It's
hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, ragtime doll.
It couldn't decide between the two doors, so it just went out the wall.
Yeah, bah! It's like...
This is not a one-time condition. They say like 100 women across the world suffer from this.
She's
That's
blessed.
A real low percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's known as uterus didolphus.
Where's this bitch from? Like Chernobyl?
3 Mile Island.
I'm trying to find that now.
She's drinking the green one.
So if she does not decide to sleep with you, did you get shut down twice?
Yes, you do.
I was going to say, if she turns you down and you're a proper man, you got turned down 4 times.
She doesn't have two assholes, Pete. Yeah.
you don't try Lou? To get some mouth stuff going?
Okay. Lou, I literally thought the same thing, actually.
Yeah. So, speaking about,
it'd be great if she had two buttholes, too.
Yeah. Speaking about some of that, I have a quick little story about our friend Jay Booty, Justin Herman.
See, that nickname's new. You got to be very clear about who that is.
Jay Booty is Justin Herman, and we call him this now because he brought a girl back to his, you know, his room. He, you know, they're,
so
you
he's
know,
already ahead of the game. He's
yeah,
doing well.
Oh, yeah, he's doing good. You know, he's got her hand around, you know, her shoulder. They're watching a movie. And he turns over, and his first move is to go try to eat that ass. Before kissing, before, you know, some underneath the shirt, he's just like, let me eat that ass.
So he went straight for the butthole.
Fairly always. That's why he's Jay Booty.
He's a member of the Church of the Butthole.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what I'm hearing.
Did he get the booty?
No, you know what? Because you can't run from first to third. You got to go to second.
Sounds like he tried to go straight home.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Jay Booty, I know you went through a long period of not getting laid. And I know you're trying to make up for that. You're trying to catch up. There are steps that need to be taken here.
He's like, I don't know how many years I got left. I'm going to get real weird.
Good for him.
All right, so what we got?
So we're still talking about two vagina lady. There's not much more here. She's okay with it, and she's pretty. So I'll just
she's hot?
She's a model.
You can't put a price on good pussy. You can't put a price on good pussy.
There you go.
There you go. That's for you, baby.
Well, the one thing Pete didn't mention was that she never stops bleeding.
Oh, right.
She's always having periods.
This is the part Lou got real hung up on.
You out of her.
She has two periods.
That's she's gross.
Always.
Always in the rag? It's
not that gross.
She's a bloody
is she moody
fucking
the
mess.
Whole time? Because that's the only thing that's terrible.
Probably.
My little.
She can never wear white.
Still get laid. She's just not getting pregnant. That's a good thing.
She can't get pregnant?
Well, she's on her period. It's
no, she can always get pregnant.
You just switch which vagina.
Yeah, you just got to be very wary which way you're directing. Yeah.
I have never entered a vagina and decided which way I was going to go in after.
Have you ever fucked a woman with two vaginas?
I've not done that, no.
Then.
That you didn't know of.
It's a rare fuck. It's a rare fuck. Only 100 in the world.
Yeah.
And you imagine like a bunch of them are probably like in the third world.
I don't know. That's on my fuck it list.
The fuck it list? That's a weird, weird taboo.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about the very, very particular two buttholes?
Yeah. Can we play some Sade in the background of this, by the way?
Sade.
Give me the sweetest taboo. Come on, it's a good song for this.
It is not a good song.
It's a great song.
I am putting on the list of episode titles Sweetest Taboo.
Lou, you just lost black points in my book.
It is not
Sade
a good
Sade is a great
I don't know,
singer.
Guys.
It's Sade.
What about Edler? Are you agreeing with that or what?
He's not black. I'm talking to you, Lou.
Yeah, Edler's that furthest thing you can get from black.
I'm talking to you, Lou.
Just
Lou.
In this room, though.
Brown to brown. Sade.
When black people walk down the street, Edler locks his door.
Yeah.
Roll him up.
That is not true.
Closes his windows.
He's like, I'm not going out today. I don't want to be a nigga.
That's bullshit. Walks. I have friends who have friends that are black. Yeah, that's bullshit.
This is the man who
he's basically talking about you, Jill.
Yeah. I have friends who are friends who are fucking black girls.
He's only twice removed from color.
Yeah, man. I've seen a bunch of them, man. I watch sports.
I do have black friends. I only said that to be a jerk.
We know you have a friend who enjoys black male pornography.
That's not a friend. That's a coworker.
Yeah, that
guy's
not a friend. Let's not put him in that context.
Yeah, man. He made your computer screen full of BBC.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite stories.
Is that what BBC is?
Big black cock. It's not the British broadcasting.
I thought it was some kind of British comedy. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you could have played the Benny Hill
thing. I was looking for Mr. Bean, and all I got was giant black dick.
When the big black dick was on your screen, you could have played the Benny Hill theme, and everyone would probably have been all right with it. Your boss would have said it.
That is not the theme.
Brian, do it for me. I can't do it. That.
Yakety sax.
Yeah.
No, first of all, we already agreed that yakety sax is when a girl blows you so deep that she throws up in your balls.
That's
yeah,
right.
We did agree that.
It's the modern definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys want to play a little game?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
It's like Lou having sex. Time to put your kids in your pants now.
We're about to play Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash, yeah.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your cares in the past.
In the past, yeah.
We're about to play Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash, yeah.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
What did you think of that, Edler?
I've heard that before. It's great.
Did you give the salute at the end?
I did not.
Drink.
No excuses, man.
Yeah, at least I was honest.
We're going to take your word
good.
For it.
We appreciate your honesty. Now, are you drinking right now?
I am drinking.
Gargle.
It's a little...
No, you don't have to do that.
It's not swallowing cum over here.
Choke on it.
Well, because...
Spit on it, Edler.
Yeah, gargle it.
All right, who wants to start? Any volunteers?
I'll go.
We might as well do it to Sean, considering he's over the airwaves, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Edler.
I dicked you, Sean.
Very nice. Thanks.
Well, I think you could work with this. What is the definition of the word paddlecock?
Paddlecock. Oh, you know what? That's better known as the dingleberry disease. It's where you have so much hair in your ass crack that no matter how many times you wipe, there's still something there.
Have you suffered from paddlecock?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't see the nodding going. Right.
Damn.
All right, Lou, paddlecock.
Paddlecock. It's like when two girls play a game of badminton, only instead of a shuttlecock, they use a dick.
Ooh.
They hit it back and forth. And...
A disembodied dick?
No. Lorena Bobbitt.
Like a Lorena
Bobbitt
situation?
Yeah.
No, a dude's laying down on the floor, and they're just slapping
they're
it
just
back
slapping
and forth.
They're slapping his dong?
It's very popular in Asia.
I've seen paddlecock videos. It's always blurred, though. Brian?
Paddlecock is a derogatory word for gays in England.
It's a bit of the old paddlecock, wouldn't you say?
You fucking paddlecock, get out of here.
Light in the loaf is the old paddlecock.
This fucking chap is a paddlecock.
Kill him.
Kill him?
Kill him? That's it. That, you didn't even do it in a British accent. Kill him!
Kill the paddlecock!
Our old soccer team. Kill him.
They don't like gays out in England.
Is that the case?
I don't know. I'm making shit up.
You said it with like a lot of like integrity.
A lot of authority.
You're like Walter Cronkite on that news. You were just like, they don't like the
gays.
Just in
gays not enjoyed in England.
When I said kill him, I was pretending to be the Queen of England. Kill him!
Yes, mother.
There's a paddlecock. Yeah. Get him, Jillian.
It's
of course, mother.
I'm from Crokenshire, not from England.
Crokenshire, England.
That's a county.
So yeah, it's just basically it's a slur for fags. You know,
to slur to yeah, bad word for them queers.
Bad word for them queers.
Jillian, paddlecock.
Paddlecock. It's when your coxswain helps you try to cheat during a regatta and starts paddling with the team.
What?
He's self-aware just... cock.
Yes, you got it. He's a dirty coxswain.
He's
what I'm
a
saying.
Cheater.
All right.
What was the real answer on that?
I'm going to go with British gay slur.
Mm. Who said that, Brian?
It's actually a fat-headed fish, also known as the lump sucker. All right, Lou, we're going to start with you.
Yeah.
Who is Robert Gare?
Robert Gare. Oh, jeez. I don't know who the fuck this idiot is. God damn.
Am I just going to go?
You want to play some Jeopardy?
Yeah, just go, because I can't think of anything.
All right, Brian.
He brines pickles.
Robert Gare is known for his hobby.
Yes.
The pickle brinder.
They call him the pickler.
In addition to that, the greatest lover I've ever known.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
I kind of like that one so far.
Robert Gare, the greatest lover I've ever known.
He knows how to treat a woman.
This guy, not so much.
Second greatest lover I've ever known.
Too late.
He's got to take out Robert Gare.
It's like third.
Edler, do you have anything? Robert Gare?
Yeah, Robert Gator was a famous golf player in the 30s where a beast came out of a lake and tried to eat him, and he killed it with the club, and they later named it a gator.
Yeah, so we were talking about Robert Gare.
He invented Crocs.
We're talking about Robert We're talking about Robert Gare, not Robert Gator.
Oh, Gare.
Gare, oh, yes. Like that bear.
Guy, that guy got poodles to mix with other things and made tiny poodles.
Oh, you're dog, you man.
That learns a real thing for, like, weird animal breeds.
He really does.
Super chihuahuas and mini poodles. Lou, do you have anything?
I don't know. Robert Gare loves watermelon.
He's black, isn't he? It's not a really black name.
I don't know.
He was actually the man who invented the folding cardboard box.
Lost in Time, his name was like.
I'm going to go poodles on that, though.
Until then, we had no idea what cardboard could be used for.
What was cardboard a thing before he did that? I thought cardboard was invented for
He invented the folding cardboard box.
Yeah, but I'm saying there was cardboard before the box.
Right. Like, we just giant
like, what do you use cardboard for besides boxes?
This guy came around like, I know what we can do.
Origami that bitch.
Well, you can put things in that. How handy.
Makes moving easier. Well, before that, I guess moving was like, what? You get like your little bindle?
Get a crate.
Crates.
Crate. Yeah. All right.
Fetch me the wheelbarrow. I don't know why it's old time. Brian.
Yes.
What do the initials DHFC stand for?
Dickhead Fight Club.
Dickhead Fight Club.
That's a good
one. You just don't talk. But that you do talk about.
That's why they're dickheads.
I knocked out that motherfucker.
High five, bro.
High five, bro. They don't.
They're all wearing affliction shirts.
Yeah.
Drenched in Axe body spray.
Stupid tan.
Stupid orange
tan. Stupid orange tan. It's a bunch of Italian guys.
All right. Jillian, to you.
Dirty Hose Fight Club. It loses its sting now.
It's basically code word for any of the Real Housewives.
I'm just picturing the female version of your answer. What? Everything okay over there?
Hey, Sean, is there some trouble in paradise down there?
That was the kid just playing, running down the hallway.
Edler, DHFC.
That is delightful humans fucking corpses.
Ooh!
Ghoulish.
It sounds like a news story that Lou would send me.
I'm pretty sure we have audio of that happening, too.
You like that, don't you? You would, you beast.
Vincent Price was one of those.
Vincent Price did dig a dead body.
If you did fuck a corpse, Pete, that's probably what it would sound like.
Oh, yes. Take it.
You can't go anywhere but creepy voice when you're banging a corpse.
Yeah. Cold and clammy, how I like it.
You gave me a stiffy.
In postmortem terms, it's a priapism.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't turn a cold shoulder to me. A bunch of Crypt Keeper puns would follow.
All right, Lou?
All right. DHFC, it's Dapper Harry's Fashion Corner. The best place to get your bow ties and your bowl hats.
All right, I'm trying not to be swayed by the old-timey voice, which is normally a clincher for me. I'm going with my heart. And the one that brings me the most joy to picture in my head is Dickhead Fight Club.
A lot of bedazzled t-shirts in that one.
A lot of studded, a lot of gold jewelry.
Like, everyone looks like Mike the Situation Sarantino.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a little bummed you know that full name.
Yeah, he was on the roast.
All right, we're up to you, Jillian. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. First, I should say DHFC. David Hasselhoff Fan Club. Jillian, to you. Plot of the movie, Sensations, Jillian.
It's the plot line for a plucky young girl from North Carolina trying to make it on Broadway. One singular sensation.
That sounds... I had to actually check the real answer to make sure that wasn't it.
Well, I've seen that. That's the plot of that movie. All right.
Edler, to you. What is the plot of the movie, Sensations?
Sensations. It's a movie about aliens, about blood-sucking aliens that take the form of these super hot slutty girls.
I've seen this movie.
And they go to bars at night and they find guys and promise them plenty of sensations. Oh. And when the guy's fucking them, they have this thing, vagina dentitis, which chops off the dick and sucks the blood out of the guy.
Ooh.
Then to finish it off, they inject them with some blue potion, which turns them into particle board furniture, and they sell it at IKEA. That place is awesome.
All right, Lou.
Lewis.
What was the movie called again?
Sensations.
Sensations. Sensations is an 80s dance program. It's kind of like Soul Train, only...
For white people? Please say for white people.
For Latinos.
I don't know. Yeah, Latinos.
Ah.
Sensations.
Sensaciones.
Bailar!
Welcome to the Sensations.
Not a movie, but I like it.
Oh, forgot it was had to be a movie.
So it's a movie about that program. Let's just call it that.
Right.
Brian?
It's a gay version of Coyote Ugly. Sensations was the bar name.
That was Magic Mike. Last night.
That wasn't gay, was it?
I don't know. I never saw
it. It was a hetero movie for bitches.
Yes, it was.
I'm talking about straight gay.
It's a hetero movie for bitches.
Well, I'm like, I'm going straight gay here. Let's be clear. I'm being straight gay about this.
No,
it's a hetero movie for bitches.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a girl. A guy comes in, like a little dainty.
Small town guy.
Yeah, he's a small town guy, a little dainty little guy. Comes in from, let's say, Illinois. And he just gets a job at a bar in the hottest gay club in the city. And, you know, they bang a lot. It's a gay club. It's a lot of banging.
Sensations.
There's no, like, love story, really, where, like, oh, well, will they, won't they? They did. Lots of times.
In a stall somewhere.
And you saw it.
Dome out of business.
The main set was really the bathroom. A lot of things had a glory hole in. It's Sensations. Big gay bar.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got to go with my gut on this. Going to go with Edler's erotic thriller. That ends in IKEA for some reason. Mm-hmm. And Edler, you're up.
They have to get rid of the bodies.
So, you've given us a lot of thought. All right, Edler, you're up. In Green, New York, it is against the law to eat what? Oh, wait. Think about that for a second. Because in Sensations, a band gets together and jams in the Andes Mountain.
Like I said, gay bar.
Now, in Green, New York, it's illegal to eat what?
To eat... It's a vagina that's under the age of 18.
Premature pussy.
That's really a law anywhere.
I had a feeling reading that a lot of the answers were going to be vagina related. Lou?
All right. In New York, it's obviously illegal to try and eat that booty before you kiss the girl.
You mean he was committing felonious acts?
Yeah, in any other state, he would have got right there.
You don't go straight to third.
Can't run across the diamond.
All right, Brian.
What was it one more time?
In Green, New York, it is against the law to eat what?
Anything blue.
There are no blue foods. That always bothers
blue
me.
Blue chips?
No, I mean like naturally blue. Jillian is furiously
sick. She's putting a hex on me. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Jillian, in Green, New York, it's against the law to eat.
The pink.
Well, the clear answer is peanuts while walking backwards down the street.
Is that a threat?
Apparently, Green, New York is Twin Peaks. Everything's weird.
Maybe I have a very bad peanut allergy.
Yeah. Award-winning answer. Gotta go Lou.
What'd you say?
You don't go straight to the butt.
Oh, yeah. That Jay Herm.
Jay Booty.
Yeah. Jay Booty.
It's against the law, nigga.
Lou.
Yes.
To you. The definition of the word, Kamaleka.
Kamaleka. That's when you're a brother, you meet another brother, you have to be like, yo, Kamaleka. Peace, my brother.
Kamaleka, my brother.
Asa Kamaleka, bro.
Right.
Brian, Kamaleka.
Meaning that you don't want any sex right now. Kamaleka.
That's pretty good.
Not in the mood, baby. Kamaleka.
Baby, tomorrow. I'll Kamaleka tomorrow.
I just ate a burrito.
Mm-hmm. Really sitting in here. I'm really sour now. You know, I have a good thing going on right now. I don't want to see
I got it. A little thing with dairy mm-hmm. happening.
Yeah.
Jillian? Kamaleka.
Just like in the
Greek Isles. No. Kamaleka, my sister.
Kamaleka. Just like in the Greek Isles, we have the Isle of Lesbos. In America, we have Kamaleka, a land of Lesbos for Americans.
The land of good fundamentals. The land where no one can dunk.
But
they're very good listeners.
No, but everyone gets off, is what I was going to say.
We don't make observational humor. We have insight.
We make snoo-snoo.
In other words,
translation, boring.
But everyone comes.
Unless you're a dude.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're not allowed on the island.
Just every jar is sealed.
I don't want to go to Kamaleka.
All right.
Edler, to you.
Kamaleka is the name they give to the type of bums that have had to eat alley cats to survive, and then they keep the bones in their pocket.
Damn.
Whoa. You went dark, sir.
went there.
Poor ass alley cats, man.
Everything he says is so specific. I'm like, is that real?
I heard these bums also, they make the meat sweeter. They have to look into their eyes as they choke them to death. It retains the flavor of the cat.
Yep. When they feel like the cat's about to die, they breathe in like, try to get that last breath out.
Oh, yeah. They let go of the neck for one last breath.
Like Shang Tsung did. Oh, man. Wow.
I'm going to come like you later.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. There were some good answers in that one. Oh, damn it. I kind of like Brian's. I like the...
I was coming like my nigga.
It was a toss-up between Brian and Lou. But that was a close one.
I didn't know who was going to get it, because that last one was good, too.
Yeah.
That last one was really good. A Kamaleka is a waterproof shirt made from walrus intestine.
It's like, I almost don't care what it is. It's like, let's keep moving on.
You bring a good point up. Lou, we're up to you.
Yeah.
Who is Lenny Lipton?
Lenny Lipton is a black dude. Had the biggest lips and...
Oh, Jesus.
In all the U.S., oh, Lenny Lipton. Sounds like a harmonica player.
Sounds like a Dick Tracy villain.
Flat top. Lenny Lipton. Lenny Lips Lipton.
He worked for 88 Keys. Brian, Lenny Lipton?
Motherfucker's a tea baron.
He's a drink impresario.
Him and Arnold Palmer. I got the tea, you got the lemonade.
Together we can run this racket.
We'll cut the Kool-Aid man right out of it.
Unless those Coca-Cola boys want to stir up some trouble.
Wow.
We'll go pee-pee in their cup.
You're really on the pee-pee. In
like the Chinese, we'll pee-pee in their cup.
After they're done building the railroads...
Lou's on racist fire.
Open-ended.
Lou's so on fire with racism, he's basically a burning cross on a guy's lawn.
It sounded very old-timey, you know?
Jillian, Lenny Lipton.
Oh, goddammit.
I don't know how you come on this show when you always look like you just want to kill us all.
No, because the problem is with Pillow Talk. He's in my head. He steals my answers. He just didn't get the complete answer. Lenny Lipton is the illegitimate child of Elizabeth Lipton. From her affair with a Jew, the family accountant.
Oh, no! A Jew!
Yes, a Jew. The worst kind of Jew. The one that works for Protestants.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
Fair enough. Edler, who is Lenny Lipton?
I thought Joe was close. I thought Lenny Lipton was the illegitimate born child of Melissa Lipton, who she ended up sticking in a file drawer at work when she got rid of it.
Ick.
Point for the callback. All right. It's actually the guy who wrote the words to Puff the Magic Dragon. Brian.
Yes.
IDMC. What's it stand for?
It is almost every Chimo's response. I didn't make contact.
Mm. Oh, Chimo being, of course, the term for child molester.
Yeah. I you know, you see what I did there?
Yes.
Okay. Gave the full response on a word like that. Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't make contact. Ah!
That's my candy. I wasn't handing it out.
Why do you have tickets to the Woozles? Is that what they're called? The Wizzles?
The Wiggles?
The Wiggles. Yeah. Yo, Sean, you take your kid to the Wiggles?
To the Wiggles? No.
You're a terrible father.
He doesn't watch that show.
Moving on. Your kid is wiggleless.
Jillian, IDMC.
So you know Discovery ID, the channel where chicks watch murder porn, basically? Discovery, it's IDMC. It's Discovery IDMC. He raps about all the shows we watch about people being murdered by their significant others.
So what's it stand for?
Discovery IDMC. He's the MC of Discovery ID channel.
Oh, they're saying you're giving it a title.
So you sit down and you watch Primetime of like, she killed her husband for insurance money and shit like that. He raps about that in the night.
Gotcha.
Yo, IDMC in the house.
Edler. ID.
It's the MC. Itchy Dick Mating Club.
Ooh.
Crabs, you say.
Is that a homosexual gathering group or people with itchy dicks?
Yeah, Itchy Dick Mating Club. So if you have an itchy dick, you can go, man. Figure it out.
Pictured, you know, you have to have an itchy dick.
You don't want a membership?
Sounds like a sausage fest.
Then you can join the club.
Sounds like a sausage fest.
You're going to go there, you're like, hey, my name is like Pete. Little sticker on you. Like, you know what? This wasn't what I expected. I should have known better.
It was right there in the title.
Sit around, they itch each other's dicks, I guess.
Oh, I see them. Well, no, because like I feel that the dick is a gentle thing that you don't want someone else to itch.
No, there's a certain amount of pressure.
Yeah, you can't be really having other people itch your dick.
That's a tender
organ. It's not your back.
It's not the club for you.
Yeah, you can't go ham on a dick.
There might not be many members, but...
That's all there is members, bro. Members everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Male members. All right. Did we get to Luke answer?
Hang on. Can't go ham on a dick. Okay, Lou, you're up. Yeah, IDMC.
This is going to be terrible. IDMC is the worst DJ you could ever hire for your bar mitzvah or whatever. It's the impeccable DJ Monkey Chunks.
Impeccable DJ Monkey Chunks.
He's the worst.
What kind of songs does he spin? What kind of records does he?
You know, like doodle doodle doodle. Like
he does Jewish folk tune,
and he puts like a hot hip hop beat to it.
I want to hear that.
Does he got the whole beard and the hat and the sideburns?
He's like Modest Yahoo, but bad.
Yeah. Imagine you mixed Modest Yahoo with like Run DMC.
Lou, it's actually the true answer. An organization for you. The International Dull Men's Club.
Oh, shit.
Didn't we do that before?
Something similar.
Yeah.
We did something very similar.
Who gets the point of that one there, bud?
I'm actually going to give that one to Jillian because we ran with that shit.
Thank you.
You know, all right. Is this actually the movie? Yeah, it is. I've seen this movie. Who's up? This is Jillian? Joe. 3 o'clock High.
Yeah, oh my God, yes.
That's
oh my
a
God.
Good fucking
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I'm going to give Jillian a point for knowing it.
I know the movie. Yeah,
just
because
she went
movie.
First. Edler.
All right, so 3 o'clock High. It's about a movie where the only time you can get high is 3 o'clock. And if you get high at a different time, bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's driving down the street. He's got his best friend's girlfriend in the car, and they're like, it's 2:55, it's all good. But they smoke, they get high, they end up getting lost in the middle of the woods, they get separated from each other. Finally, this guy finds like the biggest hole in the woods and decides to make the biggest bonfire ever on earth, but nobody notices because the girlfriend comes out of the woods and startles him. He fucking falls in the fire, she tries to save him, falls in the fire, and they fucking die.
You missed your calling.
All right, first we need Adam Sandler in.
We need you as a pitch man in Hollywood, man.
There's a seed of a horror movie in there.
3 o'clock High. They broke the rules.
I personally enjoy this dystopian society where you're only allowed to get high at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Okay, 3 o'clock High. There's actually a Western where these two guys have to face off. They're doing it at 3 o'clock. The thing is, they're high as fuck, so they never hit anything. They always shoot at each other until they're empty, and then it's like, fuck, all right, same time tomorrow? All right. It's a comedy.
I like it.
The audience keeps getting fucking pegged, though.
Why do we keep coming to this thing?
It's a dangerous thing.
I'll meet you outside of Famous Dave's at 3 o'clock. Why that place? Hopefully Dave will get hit by a stray bullet.
And throw up everywhere. All right, man.
Brian, you're up.
One more time, Sable?
3 o'clock High.
3 o'clock High stars Dave Chappelle, Jim Brewer, Harlan Williams, and Cuban B. And they're older now. They have children, and their wives all get mad. And they go, they're like, you got to watch the kids today, you know, at 5. You got to pick up the kids at 5. And they're like, all right, that's fucked up. So, like, yo, we got 2 hours. It's 3 o'clock. Let's get high. Wackiness ensues. You know, it's the classic, well, we forgot to do this. The kid's on a roof. Like, you know, it's a lot of crazy shit that goes on.
Okay, I've made my ruling. I'm giving Brian that point because I like the weed version of The Hangover.
Yeah, I like it. Next one.
Okay, final one.
Mm-hmm.
Who started that last one? That was Jillian.
Jillian.
So, Edler, you're gonna finish this off. In Seattle, Washington, the law states that when riding a city bus, a goldfish must what?
When riding a bus in Seattle, Washington, the goldfish is not allowed to sit in the front of the bus.
Oh, they goldfish
haven't
racist.
That law yet. It's the back of the bus, goldfish.
In Seattle,
some people just don't have equal rights for animals and fish. I mean, some people are behind on the times.
Look,
it's not our fault.
Lou?
goldfish must pay the fare.
Pay what you
got paid. Oh.
Like, listen, you paid, but he didn't pay yet.
We see it one time.
In Seattle, on a bus, a goldfish must
be passed around to everyone because it's not fair that you thought ahead and brought a tasty snack on board.
This is a fraternity bus.
Like, he's talking about I love fish fishing because it's so delicious.
Yeah, the goldfish, man, they're awesome.
Thinking outside that box again. There you go.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you got a goldfish? Let me in on some of them goldfish, dude.
Luke, what was yours again?
Pay the toll.
Pay the toll. I like that. You guys ready to hear the winners?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In last place with 1 point. Sorry, Lou. Rough week.
What are you going to do?
In tied for second, Jillian and Edler actually tied together. And Brian, with 1 point ahead of the others, you win.
All right, man.
So, I'm back, baby.
Thank you, Lou.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little break?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back after this. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Yeehaw, motherfucker! Ah!
Favorite position.
Anal. Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth. They're more
even better. One obsessed host.
This, in my opinion, is just once. It's once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch though?
Is it a way? I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still gonna do some fucking damage. A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
It if you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. It's all, just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
All right, that was for my boys at Bold and Belligerent. They're good guys. Except for that nigga Luke. Eat a dick, motherfucker.
Damn, that's some fire words, guys. Didn't expect that.
You know what? He's not going to be offended by that. I think because I said that nigga, he'd be like, I'm not a nigga. He's going to find that most offensive. All right.
All right. So Jillian tapped out.
Mm-hmm. Watching those nags.
I was going to say she has to go back to Crocombshire.
They're being attacked by a dragon.
My services are needed elsewhere.
What's that, Jill?
Let's get the hell out of here.
All right.
All right, let's get ready to close this out and do some stupid people.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Totally forgot about that. Stupid people.
First stupid people of the day. Bud Light. It's as cool. A collective. Mm-hmm. A for trash beer.
That's beer you take to, you know, drink during games with. Can't do any. You can't really play during games with good beer.
No, you can't. You can't beer pong with a craft.
Right. It's really rough.
It's like, oof, IPA, too much. Can't chug that.
No.
Chugging a stout.
Puke.
So they have a ad campaign, which is a hashtag up for anything. You know, you drink, but you're up for anything. So right there on the bottle, it says the following words. The perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night.
It's like a rapist quote.
Yeah.
It's the rapiest quote ever.
Like, hey, baby, you want to get down? Not really. Bud Light?
Hey, babe, you want to get drunk at some Bud Light? I hear that you can't say no to it.
Right. This is a massive amount of rape cases. Or, like, cases of Bud Light.
You drank the Bud Light, now you have to have sex with me. You can't say no. It's a rule. Right. Verbal contract.
Then I hit her over the head with a Bud Light and did what I had to do.
In the butthole.
The butt have you.
Yeah, that's that whole thing. Bud Light's gross, and I think that's always fun.
Oh, stop it. It's not gross. It's just... If you're going to sit there and enjoy the flavor of beer, it's not the beer you're going
to
rock.
If you're looking to just get drunk, I mean, even that, you got to drink like double of those things.
Nah.
I'm just thinking, like, the ad campaigns that people could put together using the slogan, like, you see some white guys in their trucks, be like, Hank, we're going to go lynch this motherfucker. You willing to come? I don't know. Bud Light.
Are you thinking about other ad campaigns? Yeah.
Just hashtag up for anything. Yeah. Hey, we're going to go burn this cross and this guy's running low. You down? Bud Light.
Yeah. Was it a he-she walks up to a dude. It's like, how would you like to have some fun?
Bud Light.
Up for anything? Yeah. Bud Light.
Yo, we're going to go club these baby seals. You down?
Bud Light. We're not going to make mittens out of them. We're just going to club them.
You just see them in the Arctic pulling a Bud Light out of Glacier. Like, yeah.
Right. Tap the Rockies.
He opens up.
And it's an interracial group with an overly hot chick in there.
He opens up the cooler. There's beers next to the club seal.
Up for anything.
They're using the club seal to ice the beers. Yeah. Boof. Yeah, that's a cold-ass seal, man.
And I just want to see, like, Walter White cooking up some crystal meth, pulling out a Bud Light. Up for anything.
You still there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
This is all old hat for him. He's like, yeah, we've been doing this in Florida.
He hates seals.
You want to take some bath salts and eat a man's face? Bud Light. Right.
Their mayor in Tampa Bay is Bud Light. It's, what is it, like, it's like Idiocracy?
Mayor Camacho?
Mayor, beef supreme.
Wow. All right, let's move on. If your loved one dies and you miss the pleasure of their touch, Mr. Mark Sturkenboom.
That's not his last name.
Right, that sounds like a porn name.
Sturkenboom. Has come up with a solution. He created a mini sex toy. Well, it's a sex... It's a dildo. Call it what it is.
It's a dildo.
That has a mini urn into it. Built in. It's called 21 grams. But you could put the cremated remains of a loved one into said dildo. It's called 21 grams because that's... They say when you die, you lose 21 grams of weight and that's the soul leaving the body.
It's because you deuce, right?
You pee and shit yourself. Nah. Yeah.
In the real world, yes.
That's his soul. It's like, I don't think the science on that is...
Souls are brown?
Your soul smells like shit, bro.
Well, maybe in the church of the butthole. Yeah.
His soul had some White Castle last night.
He must have been a bad dude, because his soul smells like shit.
That's awful.
Must have raped a child or something.
This guy's soul looked like baby shit.
You know, all right, time out. You think your last deuce when you die... Is his diarrhea like pudding poo?
It all depends on...
I want a nice, healthy deuce.
Then you gotta eat healthy.
It's a shame he's dead. He really took care of himself. Look at the fiber in this guy.
Yeah, look at it. His deuce is harder than that. Those abs right there, man.
Nobody in his room can say that. Let's see. If you buy this, it comes with a memory box, which also holds several other items. An iPod amplifier, so you can play the... songs that remind you of your deceased lover.
iPod, really?
Yeah.
You fucking cashing in on that?
A little late on that one.
A perfume. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, it comes with a USB so you can charge your phone.
Charge your dildo.
It also has a...
Is it Bluetooth? Why not make a Bluetooth at this point? Why you got to put an iPod in it?
No, it's not a docking station.
I don't want to have sex with my iPod.
The louder the bass, the better the vibration.
Right.
I listen to dubstep when I jerk off.
Skrillex, bro. I like to jerk off violently. Skrillex. That's it.
Bangarang!
I know I'm going to finish when it's like... Wah, 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 wah,
wah, wah. When the beat... wah, 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 wah.
Dropping that bass and loads all at the same time.
Dropping fucking bass! Dropping fucking bass. Also a perfume dispenser that can hold the departed's signature scent.
Now they're just getting stupid with it. Like, why not just make it a dildo with the ashes in it and that serves its purpose? We were adding, like, scent sprays and iPod holders. And...
There's a great episode of the show Black Mirror that deals with this. But and also, the key to this box can be worn as a pendant. It's a brass key. You can wear it around your neck to show people, hey, I rub one out to my dead person's ashes.
I was going
to
say, just to self-identify as someone who fucks dead people.
This is a real niche market.
Right? This is the new fucking necrophilia shit.
Yeah,
it's awful.
If I was a corpse, I don't think I would
finally
this.
Found a way to do this without getting arrested.
What if you're doing it and the fucking capsule pops and you just got an ashy pussy?
According to ghost law, though,
you're queefing out dust.
According to ghost law, though, if you're
ghost ashy, law,
yeah, ghost law. Ghost if law. You get put, your ashes get put into like a dildo like that with the iPod. You're basically haunting the iPod and the dildo. It's like you have to be there. You know, you can't just wander the earth.
You know, this thing should...
Ghost law.
It goes unfinished business.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten her off yet.
There's no way Sam is helping out anybody if he's trapped in the dildo.
Put a penny in there, too.
All right, let's go to Washington State, where a teenage man named Ibrahim Ahmed got in trouble.
Kabla!
I do know where this is going.
Right.
I heard the name.
Right.
So he wanted to ask his girl at prom. And he did it by putting on a bulletproof vest and filling it with it's a paintball.
TNT?
It's a paintball vest.
Right.
With wires and paper tubes strewn across it to look like a bomb vest. And he had a sign that said, I know Jihad. It's a little late, but I'm kind of the bomb. Will you be my date to prom?
I respect him. That's funny. Did she say yes?
She did.
Of course she did. That was funny.
But now they're banned from prom.
Oh, come on, guys.
What an idiot. That guy's parents are siblings. Like, that's fucking dumb. Do some shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's lucky.
Show him with a bomb vest on.
He's not in, like, Gitmo right now.
If he was in, like, maybe not Washington State.
He saved a bunch of money because he didn't have to rent a limo. He just had a magic carpet.
Oh. That's lazy.
How's it lazy? He fucking strapped a bomb to himself to ask his girl about where am I going bomb. With this?
That's not lazy. He had to construct that vest.
A, he had a bulletproof vest. That was a fact.
It's a paintball vest.
Are you shooting things?
You know what? If he wanted to go racial with it without making people think they're going to lose their lives, he should have like had someone deliver her a lamp. And when she rubbed it, popped out.
Oh, like an oil lamp. All right.
The logistics of that are very complicated.
You never had a friend like me.
Right.
He showed up all blue, painted blue.
Exactly. He's singing earring. Songs and shit. Yeah.
Can your friends do this?
Now, that's better. Not making people think that they're going to die. It's foolish.
Nobody thought they were going to die because obviously this thing was poorly.
This brown dude named Ahmed showed up with fake bombs.
It was toilet paper tubes.
They were red.
He painted them. They're still toilet paper tubes.
From afar, some dude named toilet Ahmed paper. Show up with a vest and bombs.
His name's Ahmed Kablawi. Kablooey.
He made his bomb vest out of Lenny Leston's cardboard folding boxes.
How do you remember this shit?
He's Sean the callback Edler.
All right, let's do the next one. Twerking Russian hooligans have been jailed.
You know, that's a problem.
Twerking?
There.
Twerking.
That's right.
So there's a music video? I watched this thing.
It's a music video.
And to call it twerking is not to understand the term twerking. It was basically, it looks like a 1980s jazzercise video.
Yeah, I looked at the video. They do one motion, and it's real quick, that could be considered a twerk.
I called it a booty pop?
Yeah,
Did you watch the whole video, or
it's like 3 minutes?
Turn it off.
It's only about it's like a minute and a half video.
We skimmed it,
and you feel dirty about it once you read the rest of the article and find out some of them were underage.
But they do look like a jazzercise video.
It looks like Bridget Fonda just got to Russia.
Dude, those people are crazy out there, man. They just jump off of tall buildings and land in the snow.
Did we do the story yet, though?
No, seriously,
for fun.
Yeah, they get a GoPro. And they jump off like legit, like a 20-story building, and the snow's so high up there.
Yeah,
they just go like poof.
How do you get out?
I mean,
there's
your
vodka.
Boys help you. I don't know.
Right. We do this because of vodka.
Yeah, but clearly they're all fucking up.
Yes, we jump off building because vodka is very good.
Yeah, there's only you know, so much American propaganda they could watch on TV for. Like, yeah, you want to jump off a roof?
This place sucks. Want to jump off a roof?
Yeah. And,
it's got to be the living.
In Russia, a roof jump you.
My buddy Ivan promised me 20 potatoes if I do this.
Yo, everybody, I got a radish.
You rich motherfucker.
Party time, USA. Let's go.
Capital is big.
They're stupid.
Anyway, they got in trouble for this video because they were twerking in front of a World War II memorial, which was like the Pussy Riot people was considered like some sort of stance against the state.
Mm-hmm.
So Putin don't like twerking. This was a monument devoted to those who fought to liberate the city of Novorossiysk from German occupation in 1943. This incident of disrespect for the memory of war history is unacceptable, and any attempts to desecrate sites of military glory will be stopped immediately.
Military glory? They lost 20 million people in that war.
Scorched earth,
there's
motherfuckers.
No, there's no glory in it. They just happened to win through, like,
starving out the enemy?
Yeah.
Right. They were basically just a fucking nation of human shields.
They were
disposable.
It goes 80 years back, or 70 years back, I should say. They were actually having paratroopers jump out the planes because the snow was so high without parachutes. They would fly the plane above. But what they didn't realize is that they were top heavy because of all the bullshit they were carrying, so they would land face down and die.
Damn.
It wasn't like a long time doing this. It was like one run. They were like, oh, that sucked.
I can actually not tell if you're kidding or not.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Okay, this is real?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is just good Russian heritage.
It's like, would you
like jump out things and fall in snow. He's safe.
In Russia, a plane jump you.
Your Russian is impeccable.
Yeah. I could be a spy.
Hey guys, in Russia, spy on you.
Wow.
How about that communism? Working out splendidly.
Lenin was a good guy, no?
All right, what's up next here?
All right, final one. A California burglar was caught because he broke into this person's house and got a little sidetracked. He heated up a plate of hot crispy tater tots and took a nap on the couch.
It's not really a burglar then.
Well, still he burgled them tots.
To check if anyone was home.
What if you... What
no,
you...
apparently not.
I once heard a story about a burglar who broke in a house and recorded over the wedding tape of the people who lived there.
That
and
sounds familiar.
What he recorded was sticking their toothbrush in his asshole and then put it back.
Oh, no.
So they realized they were burglared or whatever, robbed. And then, I guess, years down the road when they, hey, let's watch our wedding video. They're like, oh, my God. Disgusting. I use that toothbrush.
Oh, that's terrible. Yo, speaking of wedding videos, Blue and Sean are married. Have you ever watched your wedding video? Either of you?
I was asked to once.
We opted out for that. We did not want a video.
And Edler, admit it, your wife asked you to.
Yeah, well, who else would?
Nobody, because nobody cares about these things.
Edler, every month, watches it. This was such a good... To watch his best man speech go
I've had to watch it a whole bunch of times so I can record the speech.
His best.
Put it on YouTube. Put it everywhere.
His best man Chris gave like the weirdest speech of all time. It was super funny.
Seriously?
Yeah. It was more or less like saying that Jessica took Sean away from him.
Oh, that's weird.
And like everyone was like, I remember Antonio just looking at me. He's like, "Yo, who's marrying who here?" It's like you.
Wasn't that I was getting taken away from him. It was like it started out really nice. And it was like, you know.
Yeah, dude.
But then he started to say things that didn't make much sense. I told him I'll get him back
one day.
The
abridged version is, yeah, I used to be Sean's best friend. And we were best friends. And then he met you and he moved him to Tampa Bay, you bitch.
No, I missed that stone pillar of a cock.
Stone pillar of a dick.
I think what he said was, he was like, you know, Jess is like the sister I never had. I grew up with four brothers, but I never had a sister. You know, we fight like we're brother and sister. Sometimes we just want to rip each other's heads off. And then like about a minute later into his speech, he's like, so I don't really know Jess that well, but it was so it was like, wait a second, you just said you have a sister you never had and you don't know her. He basically like called her like a bitch in front of my whole entire wedding without using that word.
It was epic and awesome. Best part of the wedding.
Hey, if it's memorable, call it a win.
Yes. All right, back to the story.
Well, long story short, the homeowner found the guy sleeping on the couch, woke him up. He made a beeline out the door and got instantly picked up by cops.
They lit up a spliff and they just had a good time.
Oh, they stun gunned this motherfucker. Guess the bail.
For that? How much is a bag of tater tots? Like $4?
Are they sweet potato?
$5, $6? All right. I want to say $200.
$250?
Yeah.
I think I remember it. I think he's like right there. So I'm going to say $500 just to...
Edler, what's his bail?
$1,000.
You're all very, very low on this. $30,000.
Holy shit.
I thought it was $300.
Because he does have a criminal history, including arrest for drugs and weapons possession.
Would you be pissed off if you came home and everything in your freezer was cooked and prepared for you, and then the guy was out?
He didn't make a turkey.
Right.
No, freezer.
Who the fuck puts ice trays in the oven? This guy's an asshole.
He fried your ice cream. Like, who ate my Ben and Jerry's? He's a crotchety old woman. Like, you're a stupid poop.
Where's my hot pockets? I got like a smorgasbord of stuff in my freezer. So I'm like, dick. That's my food for the month.
Where's my steakums?
Me and Kenny the Diddler yesterday got high and went shopping.
No, you got high?
And BJ's. And I gotta tell you, our freezers.
You got high and gave each other BJ's.
So he's gay.
After that, yeah. But you should check out our freezer.
We got high. Where can we go?
BJ's. Let's go to Sextown.
Oh, wink, wink. Right. But, we'll take the Hershey Highway down to BJ's.
But, yeah, man, you should check out our freezer now. It's nothing but, like, Jamaican meat pockets and fucking, like, Italian ices. It's epic in there.
It's sweet. I'm glad you guys are dating.
Yeah. Also, Jamaican meat pockets sounds like some kind of weird anal
thing. That's a dirty one.
You're supposed to be ethnic, Louie.
That's when you shove your balls into his ass. In the old Jamaican meat pocket.
Down by the beach.
Jamaican meat wallet.
Down by the beach, boy.
Under the boardwalk, boy.
And then you cool yourself off with that Italian ice.
I was going to get an Astro Pop, but I figured it's too many lewd acts could happen with Astro Pop that I talked about multiple times.
You can never eat an Astro Pop again.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I'd eat it with my butthole.
With your butthole.
With my butthole. Yeah, because, you know, if you're hot, you got to stick an Astro Pop up your ass. That'll cool you off from the inside.
I'm wondering if anybody who's ever listened to this is like,
There's definitely...
I'm not trying to get sued when that guy definitely gets an Astro Pop stuck in his asshole.
Yeah. You couldn't. It'll melt.
I know. Yeah, it'll melt.
But for a little bit.
It's not like the hot dog that defrosts and breaks off inside.
Yeah. Ick. You get some residual stink up there.
Can't you just shit that out?
I never had anything on my ass like that. I can't tell you for sure, no.
I figure the next time you get a shit coming through the tubes, like...
What if it just blocks everything up like a plug?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, damn.
I thought, it just go along with the rest of the duty train.
You're
just adding another car.
Train, do ride it.
What's this criminal's name? Sounds like fucking Goldilocks over here, breaks in the house, makes some food.
I was thinking...
Fucking falls asleep on the couch.
He ate all my porridge. I thought it was like Napoleon Dynamite, you know?
He had three things of frozen fries. He's like, French fries are too hot. This one's too cold.
Hot taters are too hot on the outside and cold on the inside.
Tater tots are just right. He was dressed like Goldilocks. It was a really acid. He was on acid.
He was on a lot of things.
He slept in all three beds. I forget the story. I know she ate porridge and she slept on the chair. But did she do anything else in the house?
There was another thing, wasn't there?
He got zapped.
The bears came home.
Now, as an adult, you got to figure that Goldilocks was probably stone cold drunk when she wandered into this house and eating all their food and sleeping on all their shit. No wonder why the bears were all pissed off.
Like, who is this hammered bitch?
Yeah, I mean, like, she's clearly a fucking criminal. Breaking and entering.
And you know what? They tried to turn down the bears. The bears were the bad guys coming home and their house was fucking beanie.
Vandalized.
Like, what? Yeah. Who ate all the goddamn porridge in this motherfucker?
I'd be pissed, too.
I'm not made
who
of money.
All my Jamaican meat wallets.
She threw her nasty-ass tampon in the garbage, man.
She tried to flush it. It clogged everything up.
Clogged the toilet up. I mean, it was a mess.
That bitch.
She fed
fuck Goldilocks.
She fed the fish soup. Killed all the fish.
Yeah, she poured her beer in the fish tank. What an asshole.
Yeah, orangey.
Last fucking bus ride for that fish.
Mm-hmm. Sean, call back in there. Something smells delicious.
Probably some porridge. All right,
man. So what's up next?
That's about it. Mm-hmm. You guys want to try to name this thing?
Oh, we're going to do a little hashtag action here. Yeah, sure.
Ha! hashtag.
All right, let's try to figure out the name of this episode. Even though we never use the hashtag, but it gives Lou a good starting place.
Yeah.
Your episode names have been on point lately.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and say, even though it's very recent, Jamaican meat pockets. Yeah. It's just too funny for me, man. You guys fucking each other and then blowing each other and like having the best time of your lives.
Wee!
We're best friends.
Kind of want to ditch whatever my thought pattern was, kind of attack Lou here.
Hashtag fuck Lou. Lou's an asshole. Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
What do you got, Brian?
This episode, hashtag callback. There's like every 2 seconds, they're just calling back something.
It's true. You got a real skill.
What the? That I remember stuff from 10 minutes ago?
You probably have a notepad written down every like every little laugh that you got. And you're just like, I can't wait to call it back.
He used to be a stenographer.
It's called stuff you guys said.
Yeah.
Was it?
And someone? The truth. Mm-hmm. Lenny Leston was the real guy who did the boxes. Yeah. That wasn't my stuff.
That's boxes? True.
Yep.
You already forgot.
He was the guy who invented the cardboard box, yeah. A.K.A. cardboard.
Yeah.
Well, folding cardboard box.
Let's put those skills to use. What's your hashtag for the episode?
Vagina dentitis and padcockers.
Was that? Yeah, it was paddlecocks. Well, just to wrap it up, mine was what I wrote here. Hashtag can't go ham on a dick.
You really can't.
Oh, shit. That's worth to live by right there.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You can't go ham on a dick.
Mm-mm. It's truth.
I mean, it's some pork in that hog, but you can't go ham on it.
Who said that? Like, Confucius?
Jesus.
Confucius say, you can't go ham on the dick.
St. Michael.
Hemingway said that.
I believe that's in Matthew 23:42.
Dean Martin.
The Lord appeared and said, you can't go ham on a dick.
Hamlet said that.
Hamlet. That's what he said when he stabbed his villain. Yo. I couldn't think of who the bad guy in Hamlet is.
It was his stepdad.
His uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle and step.
He stabbed him. He's like, you can go ham on a dick.
Hamlet, motherfucker. He's like, oh, mic drop.
Queen Evil 2? She was in on the plot, wasn't she?
Who was?
Wasn't Queen also in on the plot?
She was fucking the uncle.
Well, I'm pretty sure it makes her in on the plot.
Uncle fuckers. Watch out, you know?
All right, so we might as well get back to plugs and thanking Edler.
Edler, thank you. By the way, first Skype guest. I would call this a
yeah, man. You,
pretty good success.
We should send you a plaque or something.
Yeah,
we're not gonna
a plaque, sweet. I'll join again next time you need somebody for sure.
It's much better to have you in our ears instead of right next to us because the room's like always so big.
That's his way of saying like, don't come back to New York,
bro. You smell.
You're not welcome here.
Breathing up all our goddamn air in the room. Your white ass nose.
White ass nose.
Stop bringing that dumb Florida shit up here.
And follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes and Stitcher and PodcastNation.net and anywhere podcasts are sold. And check out the Tumblr. Check out the YouTube. YouTube's great. It's my personal favorite. What else am I missing?
Did you say Instagram?
Instagram. I always forget the Instagram. Yeah. I don't have Instagram. I should get on that.
Nah.
No one wants to see what you're drawing.
Well, for you listeners, it's fucking great.
Check out our Snapchat and our Pinterest and our whatever the fucks.
Right.
We're pretty much everywhere. Mm-hmm. And listen to our friends. We have lots of friends.
We did the ad for Bold and Belligerent this time.
Bold and Belligerent.
Good guys.
Always good to us. All right. So let's call it a night. Mm-hmm. So for myself and Brian and Lou and the dearly departed Jillian and Sean Edler, our first Skype guest, close it over behind you.
All right. Have a good one, guys. I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a club into a murder scene. Cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, so remind me that I'll never be shit.